Hi, it's Watercolor with Wendy. Today, I would like to talk about when you are in process of making paintings or other types of art, what is the most beneficial way to share your work with others, whether halfway done or all the way finished, if you think it is finished, that will help you go forward in the best way possible. And this is something we do want to share our work when we're struggling, and also we have questions and we want feedback. But there's different ways you can show your work or share your process, and some of them are detrimental. So for example, if you are a new painter and you paint a picture of an apple and you show it to someone and they say, oh, it looks like a pear. And then that's going to discourage you a great deal, because you're asking for another person to decide whether that is identifiable as one thing or another. And that person may not understand that you're not just making an illustration of a piece of fruit. Whereas somebody who is invested in making fine art, like a teacher or fellow students or other artists, then you would be able to share a discussion about your work in progress or finished that would be talking about it as a piece of art, and then you would be having a conversation that would be more about balance of and harmony of colors or impact of a focal point or many other things that you could talk about, and in a neutral way rather than, oh, you did a great job on this part, but this other part isn't very good. That doesn't really help, because another person may not know, and you may not know, what the artwork is becoming. So if you have an idea that you want to do a specific kind of art, a piece of art, and it's in your mind and it has to turn out a certain way, then you have not allowed the art to emerge from the process. So how do you go this other direction that I'm suggesting? Well, if you are familiar with your tools, and first you want to get very familiar with how the materials work so you know what your parameters are, and then you are picking a subject, and I think it's best to find something that drives your passion. So instead of just, you know, picking a random subject matter that you think would be an appropriate, like a lighthouse or something, let's call it, this would be an appropriate watercolor subject, something like that. Instead of that, I suggest the first couple of weeks when I'm teaching a new group of people to don't paint at all. Instead, develop your artist eye and go around the world and start to see the world as an artist. And that means looking very deeply into the world. It might mean just staring at the sky or looking at patterns in water, let's say. And after a while, if you're thinking, if you have some familiarity with the product, the materials that you're going to be using, then you'll start to think of, oh, what technique would I use to paint that? And then you wait until you feel moved or passionate about a subject matter. So maybe you see a beautiful sky. And instead of saying, well, I want to make a painting of a beautiful sky, kind of like that one that I just saw or photograph, instead, look at it and you're enamored of the subject, but you have to translate it into the materials and the rules of composition and the rules of color theory and so on. Then you are in process and you're looking at colors in relation. You might make some changes in your subject matter to fit better composition that you have in the four sides of your paper and how they fit together. And you may change colors for the other reasons, to get the eye to follow a line of vision or to emphasize a certain part. You may change a hard line into a soft line and so on. So you'd be making all kinds of interpretations. Some people say, well, I want to paint like an abstract painter. It's always an abstract painting. You're always making an abstract painting because it's taking out or abstracting from your subject matter. So it's, unless you're trying to make almost like a photograph of exactly what you see, which is not a bad way to start out so that you get your eye sharper and you look more carefully at details. But usually it goes beyond that after a while, and then the longer you paint, the more you veer away from hyperrealism. And then you are making choices not based on how can I paint this faster, or how can I achieve my what was in my mind's eye of how I wanted this to look. No, instead you are allowing the creative process to work through you. So there's an activity going on from some other greater source that comes through you, through your materials, that is bouncing off the developing artwork on the paper or on the canvas, your take on it, your way of looking at the subject matter, and your way of looking also at the painting that's developing. It's a three-way process. So once you're involved in that, then you might want to have other opinions. So you might want to show your work to other people, other artists that are trying to do the same thing. You want to choose very carefully. You don't want to choose your friends, for example, or Facebook, because often there's either a misunderstanding of what you are trying to achieve, or there's sometimes a jealousy. If it turns out kind of cool looking, then they might make a snide comment. That happens too, because they're kind of jealous and they wish they were talented like you. It's not really talent. It's investment of time and energy, and allowing going the right path to allow a work of art to develop. And then you might not want to show it to those kind of people. So, but you might want to show it to people that are doing the same thing. Or you might want to show it to somebody that is a little ahead of you in making paintings and might ask you some questions like, do you have a focal point? Or did you want to have that much darkness, or whatever it might be? And then you can decide yourself if that's the direction you want to be going. So I counsel people, yes, you do need feedback, but try to get feedback from sources that are really going to help you stay on the path of making fine art, and not just making a product that would please the general public or please a friend or something like that, like a commission might be. Because what you're going to want to do, I think, is to create a practice of making art that is fulfilling for yourself. Fulfilling in that the process itself helps you become more actuated as a human being, and it helps you think about the rest of your life in a way that's beneficial. So the things that happen when you're making art affect the way you treat your friends and relatives. It affects the way you live your life, how you portion out your day in terms of time and energy. It helps you think about, why are you here? What are you doing on this planet? So that's what I'm going to say for today. And the cautionary thing here is, don't show your work to just anybody. You know, have some sort of intention when you want to get feedback or comments. And that's it for today.